It's
just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Ballot questions. We'll have six of them in November, five proposed amendments to the state constitution, and one referendum on the state's emergency manager law.
We're looking at some big battles here. We'll certainly see a lot of money spent on ads and whatnot. Let's spend a little time now, though, talking about these ballot questions as vote drivers, since it seems this is going to be a GOTV election.
Rick, I don't watch GOTV.
Very funny. GOTV, as everybody knows.
Right, everybody.
Stands for Get Out the Vote. GOTV refers to campaigns' Get Out the Vote efforts.
Right. This year, we actually have very few undecided voters. You know, that group of anywhere from about a third to even less than a quarter of the people that wait until the last minute to make up their minds. A lot of people don't vote at all. In fact, in Michigan, about 40% of registered voters don't actually make it to the polls.
Typically. Now, we're talking about the presidential race and undecided voters, but in a presidential election year, that's the biggest driver that gets people out to vote. There's no doubt that more people are still undecided about races and questions that are lower on the ballot. And as you just said, Zoe, a lot of people don't vote. But what happens if you could change their mind, somehow persuade some of those people to get out on election day?
Ballot questions are certainly used to determine policy on issues, but they can also motivate people to get out, to vote on issues they care about, that they're passionate about, you know, same-sex marriage, issues about abortion.
Right. This year in Michigan, we have ballot questions dealing with union rights and taxes.
Right. And Democrats are pinning some of their electoral hopes on the Protect Our Jobs question. Now, that would guarantee bargaining rights, reverse a bunch of anti-union laws passed by the state legislature, signed into law by Governor Snyder, and make sure that there's no way that the legislature in the future could pass a right-to-work law.
Yes. Ohio last year delivered a thumping to Republicans in the legislature and their governor by reversing a law that strictly limited the union rights of public employees. Michigan Democrats, Democrats in a lot of places, looked at that and went, aha.
Right. And Michigan is a traditionally union-friendly state, even if most workers are not actually in a union. So there's hopes on the part of Democrats that protecting collective bargaining rights might be enough to inspire some otherwise lackadaisical registered voters to actually be ballot casters.
Ballot casters sounds like a roller derby team. But there is not unanimity.
Say that three times fast.
No. There is not unanimity in the Democratic coalition about the wisdom of this approach. There's some question as to whether a ballot question will get any more people out than a hotly contested presidential race. You know, we said, now you can never say for sure, but it seems this election will turn on which side gets out their voters.
And by this election, we mean not just the presidential race, but here in Michigan, at least the couple of hotly contested congressional races. Then there's control of the state house.
If Democrats want to turn out Democrats and left of center voters, a labor rights ballot question might just get people out.
But this ballot question also has some union folks worried. What if it fails in November?
Right. The scenario is this, that not only does the Protect Our Jobs question fail to inspire enough supporters to get out and vote, but the failure also clears the way, gives political permission, essentially, for the legislature to actually pass a right-to-work law.
And that's why some conservative business people are actually happy that the proposal survived its court challenge and is on the ballot. They're sort of looking at labor and saying, look, be careful what you wish for.
You know, 4 years ago, maybe even 2.5 years ago, progressives targeted 2012 as the year they were going to take a run at reversing the same-sex marriage ban amendment in the state constitution. Maybe even make Michigan a gay marriage state. Those plans were abandoned after the 2010 Republican sweep and the emergence of the Tea Party movement, amid fears that would make voters in the center too nervous. But what would the effect of that be, Zoe, in a year when the goal of Democrats is not as much to persuade the center as get out every liberal vote possible?
Interesting. Interesting. And like we mentioned earlier, this union rights proposal isn't on the ballot on its own.
No. And in particular, take a look at the ballot questions to require supermajorities for the legislature to raise taxes, and maybe even the one that's a knock on the on a new international bridge in Detroit. That could turn out Tea Party voters who aren't exactly inspired by the Republican nominee for president.
Because in 2012, it's all about the GOTV. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.